Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
We've got the Blue Jays, we've got the Royals, and we've got Hispanic Heritage Weekend. Let's take it to the top of the second. Troy Tulowitzki facing Jason Vargas.
And that ball is gone, and Toronto takes the early 1-0 lead. Hosmer will lead things off here in the fourth. There's a high drive to right. The wind is blowing out. Bautista at the wall. Watches it leave the yard, and the Royals take a 2-1 lead. Uh-oh, that's trouble.
Tie game.
Kevin Pillar with a solo shot to left. And this game is tied at 2.
One-on-one out to Alex. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Changeup, line drive, base hit right field. That's down into the corner. Escobar to third. Mike Gerschle is going to wave him home. Farnie to the plate, and Escobar scores standing up. Give the Royals a 3-2 lead.
One more strike for Vargas' 11th, Herrera's 18th, and a much-coveted series win.
Oh, you got a man there. For the first time this year.
Ned Yost and the Royals win a close one in Kansas City. They top the Blue Jays 3-2 and go over the 500 mark for the first time this season. Here's Yost on the victory.
Very impressive. He, of course, this big ballpark, he got two pitches elevated up a little bit that they hit out of the ballpark, Pillar and Tulowitzki. But, you know, those pitches could have very easily been popped up too. So, you know, sit here and say it was a mistake, nah. I wouldn't, because Vargy does a time pitch up in the zone, and those pitches weren't intended to be up in the zone. But besides that, he had everything working. Went out, pitched a great game.
How about just the confidence you and this team have in him, even after he gives up that home run in the second inning, you have to feel as if that's likely it.
Oh yeah, I mean, you feel really good about it, especially, you know, the way that he's been throwing and the way that he can command that changeup. You know, it's a tough pitch, and you see a lot of, you know, way out front swings on it, and it's just got tremendous arm speed, and very seldom will he make a mistake with it.
Aggressive base running was a hallmark, you know, forcing the defense to make a perfect play. A hallmark of this team in those championship years. We've seen it the past few nights.
Well, we have. Our guys have done a great job of pushing the envelope a little bit and making the defense make perfect throws to get us out. But today, Gordon's triple was huge right there. Esky with three hits, you know, got his average up close to 210 now from 180. So he's really swinging the bat well. But Gordy's triple was big because, you know, Vargy was pitching his tail off, ends up giving up the home run in the seventh, and you really want to give him an opportunity to get that win. And Esky with the single and Gordy with the triple to put the winning run across and give Vargy that 11th win was pretty satisfying. What is it meant?
Yeah, just to get the.
We talked about that yesterday, but I don't know if you were here. What it means is a nice little winning streak. When we have the production like we have at the middle of the order, before we would hit a dead zone, and it was generally 7, 8, 9, and all the offensive flow would stop. Now with Gordy swinging the bat much, much better. Esky swinging the bat much, much better. There's no stoppage of the offensive flow, if you will. And I mean, it coincides with, Esky, our streak, which started started in that four-game series against Houston, but it kind of coincides with Esky and Gordy swinging the bat better. And, that's a big reason why we've put, you know, a nice little winning streak together.
Josh,
Josh asked about pushing the envelope, running the bases. When Witt hits the ball to left, did you feel like it was deep enough for Eske in that moment?
I'm going every time right there. Yeah, yeah. You're taking a chance. I mean, you're again as a third base coach, and I did it for 4 years. You're going to make in that situation, especially with two outs, you're going to make the opposition throw you out. They got to make a good throw. So you have to stay aggressive and push the envelope there.
You know, a lot of times we've asked you, is there anything that you guys are doing different in this winning streak? Some of the guys seem to say that, hey, there's this espresso machine that Peter Moreland's doing, that, you know, we had this coffee. Last year was the Rally Mantis. Is it really just that simple that you could do something?
That's all. Those are all fun things, you know. The real reason is that, you know, we're playing together as a group. You know, the offense is on track. The pitching's been great. The bullpen's been fantastic. And if I'm not mistaken, we're number one in defense. So, you know, it's all kind of come together. We were a little inconsistent, I think, in April and early May, where we would, you know, really pitch a good game and we couldn't get any offense. And then we'd maybe get some hits and wouldn't pitch a good game. And here the last, you know, two going on 3 weeks now, we've kind of put it all together and been playing, you know, very consistent baseball in all phases of our game.
But you would agree that something like that would help build camaraderie in the locker room?
It's just for fun, man. You guys are loud. You know, yeah, I mean, anything that, you know, guys can enjoy together and have fun with, you know, definitely helps.
What has Vargas been doing, not just today, but all year to have the success that he's been having?
Commanding the baseball and changing speeds. Simple as that. I can sit up here and try to give you all these great reasons. The bottom line is that he commands the baseball and he changes speeds. Very seldom will he make a mistake. But, you know, he's done a phenomenal job of messing with the hitter's timing. Both with location and change of speeds.
Alcides Escobar goes 3-for-3 and scores 2 runs in the Royals' 3-2 victory over the Blue Jays on Saturday. Here's Escobar on his performance.
Man, we had a really good team, and everybody's playing hard and coming back on over 500 again.
Yeah, over 500. How good does it feel, too, when you have Jason Vargas on the hill, knowing you're going to have a good chance?
I feel really comfortable when Vargas pitching.
How'd that feel?
Yeah, when it's Jason Vargas pitching, I feel really comfortable out there on the field because he throw a lot of strike and always he going like over 6-7 innings.
All right, first triple of the year and then a big send from Mike Gerschle. It got reviewed. Beautiful slide. Take us through that play and what you're thinking as you're sliding.
Yeah, that is like, that's a short fly ball to left field. And I say, I got a time. I had time to score that run. And I'm running and I great slide.
Last thing. Last night was incredible. Wednesday, the grand slam. This one, another close game. How much does this team right now feel like maybe 2014, 2015 to you?
We back to those days. That's a great moment. This team is playing hard every day.
Sunday, Francisco Liriano will be on the hill for the Blue Jays. He'll square off against the Royals' Jason Hamill.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.